It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The division of motor vehicles isn't generally associated with speedy service, but if you feel like you've spent even more time waiting at Wisconsin's DMVs lately, you're not alone. A reporter tells us what's happened and why the issue hasn't received very much attention. If you've been to the DMV lately, how long did you have to wait? Did you get a sense of why it was taking so long? Or maybe you didn't have to wait at all. Either way, share your story with us. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why people are waiting longer at the Wisconsin DMV. Keegan, welcome back to the Morning Show.
Thanks for having me.
In 2014, Governor Walker set out to decrease the amount of time people are waiting at the DMV. Why did he do that?
Well, at the time, the state estimates for both how long people were waiting on the phone and also how long people were waiting at service centers was lower than what the state wanted to meet. It wanted to get to the point that at least 80% of people waiting on the phone got help within 2 minutes. And at least 80% of people at service centers got help within 20 minutes.
So they were waiting longer than that. Do we know how much longer people were waiting on the phone before someone answered?
Well, the way that the DMV tracks their wait time performance is through a percentage of their total volume. So in 2014, 73% of people were waiting on the phone longer than 2 minutes. And just a little over 80% were waiting at service centers longer than 20 minutes.
So what goals did Governor Walker set for the DMV in 2014 then?
So they wanted to hit that 80% mark, and it nearly hit the 80% mark for phone calls in 2015, and it well exceeded the 80% mark for service centers in 2015. But every year since then, the DMV has seen worsening performance in both aspects, and that's why we wrote the article. At service centers, people have been waiting longer and longer every single year, and phone calls have been taking longer and longer every single year. And now both areas fall below the state's goal.
Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. We're talking about wait times at the DMV. What's your story? Share it with us at 800-642-1234. Keegan, you report that the state has struggled to cut wait times, as we've talked about, even though the DMV has received fewer calls lately and employees are working more quickly as they serve customers. That seems like a dichotomy to me. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, it is an odd fact about these worsening wait times. The DMV has done a lot to try to push more customers to its website, where you can do a lot of services now rather than going to service centers. So when I talked to the DMV about their worsening wait times, one idea that they had about why the wait times have worsened is that on the phones in particular, they're now dealing with a more complex client. So it's taking longer for them on phone calls to help people. But their data still shows some complexities with that, because in June this year there was data showing that DMV workers were working actually much faster than they have previously at service centers, but they're still seeing very slow wait times.
So when we talk about complex questions that people are asking, what kinds of questions are we talking about here?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that go into wait time, and it's not entirely clear from the data what factors are most driving this situation. One other thing is personnel and staffing at the DMV service centers. So the DMV said that when their wait times were actually much better back in 2015, they shifted some staffing to another unit to try to cut wait times for new vehicle titles. And every year since then, wait times at the actual service centers have been worsening. So it's possible that reduction in staff for another task has meant that people are waiting longer in line.
Do we have fewer DMV service centers in Wisconsin now than we did, say, 10 years ago? Could that be part of it?
It could be. I'm not sure, though, if what the numbers are now from 10 years ago.
Because I know that in a lot of smaller communities, the DMV center may only be open one day a week for a limited number of hours, and people complain about that too. But what kind of attention have wait times received from state lawmakers?
Very little, if any. So I do track the state budget and the legislature as part of my work, and wait times have not really come up at state policy discussion levels. There was no discussion of it in the last budget cycle to really change resources to address wait times. There's also no proposal in the State Department of Transportation's budget this year or next year to address wait times. So this has been kind of a trend that's been going under the radar.
Let's take a call. Sue is with us in Oconomowoc. Sue, welcome to the morning show.
Good morning. Well, I think the DMV is getting a bad rap. Now, they've just built a new facility in Waukesha, and yes, you do have to wait, and they give numbers, they try to keep you moving, but you know, these people are working with the public, and the public are there with lots of questions, whether they're easy questions or not. And I think the DMV is trying really hard to make sure that we get in and out and get the information we need, without just putting, you know, the employees on a clock and saying, okay, you have 2 minutes to talk to this person, and that's it.
Sue, thanks for that. Keegan?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I mean, one other thing that the DMV told us is that they are dealing with more customers at the service centers. So so far this year, they've had about 1.6 million visitors, which is about 3.5% more.
Why is that?
Last year. I don't know. It's really confusing because of how much of a push there has been to send more people to online services. So it's strange to see an uptick at the physical service.
Could part of it be people looking for to get IDs so they could vote or something like that?
It's possible. So that's a new change since, you know, 2014, as the state now has voter ID, and more people may be going to service centers to get IDs for elections.
And they have been pushing people to get to go online, but there are some things you just have to physically go in for. So I guess, do you know if there's a plan to bring more services online?
No, I don't think so. I talked to the DMV about their budget proposal and whether they would make any budget modifications, but I didn't really get an indication that there was going to be a change in immediately.
And what about in the legislature? Have you heard of any proposals either from the Walker administration, should they be reelected, that they'd put into their next budget, or are legislators looking at this at all?
We haven't heard anything yet. The legislature will return kind of in January next year, and that's when policy discussions will really start to ramp up.
And what are you watching for going forward here?
Well, we'd like to see what the service center data looks like at individual places. So are wait times substantially worse in one service center versus another? So we have a pending records request for data about that. And we'll also be looking to see if lawmakers address this next year.
All right. Well, and as that story develops, I'm sure we'll revisit this. Keegan, thank you so much. Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. His recent piece there explores why people are waiting longer at the Wisconsin DMV. Keegan, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
No waiting for programming here on the Ideas Network. Our program does continue. I'm John Munson. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network of WPR.